This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Right now, joining the show is Odyssey NFL insider Michael Irvin. Insider calls are presented by BetQL. Smarter bets start with BetQL. Download the BetQL app or visit BetQL.com today. You ended up being correct about San Francisco, even though Choppy said he saw you on TV pick the Cowboys to still be in the Super Bowl. Good morning, Mike.
Because I was hoping, because everybody jumped ship, and I had heard that Mike McCarthy was using that as a motivator for their team, saying, "You guys, nobody believes that you guys can man up and handle these guys." I thought that would bring a big dog out of them, but I see it made them little puppies. That's what I saw. I saw little puppies. No, honestly, man, when you watch that game, I was looking in the eyes of people. Guys on our team and guys on their team. And the guys on our team look like, oh, my God, this is a big moment. We can't mess this up and everything. The guys on their team look like, man, I'm about to eat this moment up.
Yeah.
They were ready for it. They wanted it. And they went and took it.
They did.
Also, when you introduced, you say Mike McCarthy's final conversation. You should have put "of this year" on that. Because when you say Mike McCarthy's final conversation, The national picked that up. They'll run with that. Because you guys stirred a pot a lot on the national scene. Every time I'm out there, Jerry said on Sean and RJ 105 today, I'm like, I got to answer this junk today. That's why I be texting y'all saying, stop starting mess out here. Can you please stop starting mess? But, man, that was disappointing, man.
Hey, you know Jerry better than anybody. Do you think he had any thought in his mind and he was so furious over what happened with this team that he was thinking about making a change for McCarthy, knowing Jerry?
There's no doubt in my mind with all the things. And it's not just being furious with Mike McCarthy and seriously disappointed with the season. It's also what he should be doing. His job is to evaluate and see any way we can get better. Right. So now that's why I said, and I've been saying on air, people are like, "Did you get rid of Mike McCarthy?" No. Unless I'm sure I can bring in something better. If I knew I can go get Sean Payton or one of those, Bill Belichick, or Kyle Shanahan, anyone, Mike Tomlin, I know they're better. Yeah, I can make that change. But see, we get emotional. We get emotional and we want someone out.
Yeah.
We're not thinking about the other side of it. Well, who are we bringing in? Do we get worse? All of that has high passes that I catch them out of touchdowns, Emmett Ron, or Troy throws, or Dak throws. Or they're still looking for your replacement. That's the nature of this beast. So, yes, Jerry considered all of those things, but he decided to stay home.
Mike, I know every game's different, but in this game, In this game, did you put more blame on the coaching or the players in this game?
Dude, Emmitt and I stood in that tunnel before every game. I'm going to tell you this. We looked at each other and we said, we called ourselves double trouble, by land or by air. And the day before we hit the field, if we don't show up, we got no shots. Period. That's the whole reason we did that. Because we knew if we didn't show up, we got no shot. Our stars didn't show up. We had no shot. Whenever you got disorder, dysfunction, we can't have our stars putting up role player numbers like 31 yards rushing, one catch for 21 yards, 69 passer rating. And then have our role players putting up numbers like Schultz and Wilson. That's a disorder. Trying to make our role players stars, our stars role players. That's a disorder, and the team dysfunction, and our ass is home.
Mike, Troy was talking about, your guy beating beating the man on the other side. You know, we're worried too much about scheming guys open. Is it on the receivers? Is it on the coaching to get the receivers the ball?
That's the NFL now, guys. I've been talking about that for a while. When you see it, and that's why, as we start rating guys, like we want to rate wide receivers. Oh, he's better than him. He's better than him, and we do it on numbers. When it's system beating system now, it's not man beating man. That's why you're going to get these so-called boy geniuses to try to figure out a way to beat a system, and then I can get less players and come back and beat better players because I'm beating a system. The days of man beating man, we'll never have them again. We'll never have those again. And sometimes it takes away from when it's just time to get down, dirty, and gritty. You know what I mean? And that's one of the things I've always claimed. Like, Troy's right. We're expecting now the coaches to come in and design a way to make a man get open instead of expecting the man to use his talents and gift and get somewhere and get open.
Playmaker Michael Irvin on Sean and RJ here on 105.3 The Fan. What did you think of the final play and the way all that went down?
I had no problem with what was called. It's just the execution of what was called. I totally understand. You can get you one good play from the 30 that's much better than a Hail Mary or a throw from the 40-yard line. But I was fearful. When Mike McCarthy came on, he said, yeah, most people tell you 32 Hail Mary plays from the 40 or 50. You'd rather take that one play, throw into the end zone from the 30 or 25. He's right. All that is true. But you got to also calculate in the risk of trying to get there. And that's the issue. So I call that convincing or confusing people, which that was confusing people. Yeah, you're right. It's a better option. But what will it cost you to try to get that better option must be put into the equation. And it cost us the game.
Michael, please help us with penalties. We cannot get an answer. Is it on the coaches? Is it on the players?
It's on the coaches, man. It's on the coaches.
All right, how did Jimmy coach penalties?
With fear. That's what he did. With fear. You got enough of them, your butt is gone. That's what you do. That's all you can do. Hey, man, you get enough of this, we're going to make a change. You do this enough, we're going to make a change. Fear is what has to drive it. And I know it's harder now with contracts because everybody, my contract's what it is. You gave me this much guarantee. But most of the guys that earn that kind of money, those are not the guys you really got to worry about just making blatant mistakes. And sometimes it's the guys that don't earn that kind of money. So the fear factor must be implemented. We got to be scared to make it. You don't see Bill Belichick now making those kinds of penalties. So they know Bill Belichick ain't with that. Either Bill going to get you out of here, and Jimmy would get you out of Dallas, and go so far as to try to make sure he affected where you were going. Don't you put penalties on my team. That's just the reality of it, man. 14 penalties, man, in a game like that. I'm so happy. I love Randy Gregory, man. Well, and I understand the frustration, but what the hell are you doing grabbing that dude and throwing him down right there? That was a crucial penalty. And that's what even that, though, I understand we're going to have penalties. And I understand aggressive penalties. You know, I want to come back. Oh, man, I want to come back and block this dude. And I cut him on the blind side, and they call that unnecessary roughness. That's okay. I ain't worried about that. That's aggressive. I was trying to send a message. I know you never put your but Randy Gregory tackling somebody, that's just ignorance. That's stupidity, that's undisciplined, and that's losing. And it's the timing of them.
Yes.
It's not just that it's 14 penalties. It's when did you make those 14 penalties at crucial moments that cost the game. And I'm mad at CD for one catching one pass. But he had another 30 yarder in there that got called back. He had a couple plays that got called back.
Yep.
But still, man, it was just. And then I got to sit on that damn show with Stephen A. And he's talking about all our fans. He said, I was like, this ain't part of the show, people. I would not sit in a meeting and make this part of the show. He hijacked the show. He had hijacked this show and made it up. It was so, y'all, listen. Y'all saw our fans, man. You do understand. You do understand why people hate us so much. They can't understand the love we have for our Cowboys. So to them, that was comedy at its best. Mm-hmm. That was, oh, my God.
But Mike, Stephen A., I heard him, blamed you. He said, you are part of the problem.
Ooh.
The overhype. We booked you. You caused Choppy and I to lose money booking hotel rooms in L.A. You told us to get the transport. We even got a driver to kind of be like you. And he said, you are part of the, we got suits, we got a handkerchief or whatever it is. And you are part of the problem with the overhyping every year.
Let me tell you something, man. You can sit there and sublease that hotel room and sell them tickets and make great money.
You can.
I gave you a great business deal right here. You can make, so those tickets are going up, going to top. You know, so I'm just saying. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying. And what I saw. And at that moment, I saw that. They had a running game. That it was all, like I had said before, it had started commingling. You saw the running game. You saw the passing game. They were looking great. And the defense was coming and turning the ball over. Now, getting to that point and sustaining that point are two different things, and we did not. We got there, but we didn't sustain.
What happened to Dak in the second half of the season, and where is your elite confidence in him as the guy to carry this franchise? What happened to Dak Prescott in the offense?
Boy, that's the question there. Because if I answer it, I worry about who else knows. And I'm pretty sure people in the NFL have seen it. And we talked about it when we talked about people junking things up on Dak and everything. And our offense, you know, most people around our league nationally says that our offense is antiquated, you know, because they want somebody to be designing more schemes to get people open as opposed to what we were just talking about, allowing your man to beat somebody with timing, you know. So now I put a lot of what happened with Dak on Kellen Moore. Well, on Kellen Moore. You see them junking it up in here. You see, okay, we're holding the ball too long, allowing people to. So let's come up with some easy things. Let's catch them off guard. They're trying to junk it up. Let's do something to make it easy. Come up with something. I don't know what it is because I'm not in those coaching rooms every day. But that's on you. Don't tell me that we're going to go the whole season and keep saying, oh, Dak figured this out, Dak figured that out. No, you help him figure it out by giving him some easy things that he can go to when he sees this kind of situation. And unsure. It's one thing if you got a team that's junking it up, everybody coming in line of scrimmage, but you got a real good understanding of where they're dropping back out and how they're dropping out. But if I don't have a great understanding of how you're dropping out of the junking it up, then I got to come with some easy things to beat to junking it up till you get out of it, and then Dak can get back to doing what he does. That's on Kellen Moore.
Thank you, brother. It sucks. It's painful. I even watching the games on TV as a fan, it's miserable. I have to do it for our job, and you have to be in studio with a TV on you. So I don't envy you.
All day, man. All day. And I love the game, so I want to keep watching and see what plays out and how it plays out and everything, man. But, y'all, listen, you know what we miss here and what we lost. It would have been the highest-rated game probably in the last 15 to 20 years if Dallas is on their way to Tampa right now.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you, brother. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, guys.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.